I mean, if we're honest, we all get upset by things. It could be we're watching the news and we get upset. We're going through our Twitter timeline. We see somebody post something. We see a news story. We get upset. We see a post from a politician. We get upset. We kind of live in this almost constant state of kind of emotion. And social media often is kind of like the instigator of that emotion. I'm Andrew Solopek, a social media professor from the University of Florida, and I'm here to talk about social media reputation, social media branding, and what students can do to help their reputation online.
Andrew, it's so good to have you here at the SmartSocial.com podcast as a guest. You're an actual professor of social media, and we're honored that you're here. We're on different parts, different sides of the country right now, but we're talking about something that's very common nationwide. So what's one of the tips that you would tell students or young adults all over the country on how they can clean up and maybe spruce up their social media? What's your tip number one?
Well, I mean, this is something that I talk to my students about every semester, and I've actually spoken to other schools about this particular topic. The biggest thing to do is to know what you have out there, is to kind of do an audit of your social media accounts, look through your Instagram, look through your Facebook, look through your TikTok, look through your Twitter. Lots of different ways to do this. You know, maybe Instagram's a little bit easier. You can just kind of go through your Instagram posts. Just look and see what were you posting maybe last week, last month, last year, a few years ago. With TikTok, obviously, it's a little bit newer of a channel, but you can do the same thing. Just kind of go through the posts, look and see what content you've been putting up there. Does this really reflect how you want to be seen by your parents, by your grandparents, by the people you're dating, by your professors, by a future employer? Twitter's a little bit harder. You can't scroll all the way back depending on how active you've been, but you can use advanced search, which they kind of hide a little bit, but it's pretty easy to find if you try to look for it. And that will give you access to look through every single tweet that you've made since day one. And then Facebook, luckily, I mean, it's actually kind of a really great thing. Sometimes Facebook gives you basically a daily notification of, hey, look at all your posts from today in history. You can go through those every single day and look and see, is there something in there that I really don't want to be up there anymore. I don't want anybody to find, whether it's a picture, whether it's a post, whether it's a comment, lots of things that you can see on there. And again, Facebook's really helpful in that way. I mean, not often do you hear people praising Facebook, but Facebook is really helpful in that way for you to go back and look through your posts and go, I don't want that up there anymore.
Great point. There's so much out there right now to audit, but there's another tip that you have for us, and it's about creating emotional posts when we're maybe all riled up, right? Whether it's watching The Bachelor or talking about politics, what's your tip for young adults and students when it comes to things that are very near and dear to our heart?
I mean, if we're honest, we all get upset by things. It could be we're watching the news and we get upset. We're going through our Twitter timeline. We see somebody post something. We see a news story. We get upset. We see a post from a politician. We get upset. We kind of live in this almost constant state of kind of emotion. And social media often is kind of like the instigator of that emotion. It kind of eggs us on to be even more emotional, especially during, you know, a pandemic, especially when we're not able to go out and socialize. We're spending a lot more time on social media. So what happens is we're seeing this content and we have this sort of need, this desire, this instant reaction to want to respond or to have some kind of comment on it. And what's really important for us to keep in mind is that while if you were sitting across from somebody and you made that comment to them, they're probably a friend, a family member, they can understand that maybe you were upset. They can maybe understand where you're coming from. They can understand the nuance of what you're saying. When you post to social media, that doesn't happen. The person who could see it is not a friend. It's not a family member. It could be a future employer. It could be your teacher. It could be your professor. And they don't understand maybe your background, your nuance. And a lot of times those really emotional responses that we make on social media aren't really reflective of our rational side. They're not reflective of our thinking on a topic. Instead, they're much more our just visceral response in that moment. And that's not really a reflection of who we are as a whole. It's just a sort of little small sliver of who we are, but that comes to represent us. And that can come back to be the thing that people see later on down the line that they then associate with you and your overly emotional responses or your anger, your sadness, your desperation for something. And it's not how you want to be seen. So it's always important before you click post, before you go ahead and fire off that tweet, before you fire off that Facebook message, before you make that YouTube or TikTok video, to kind of sit and think, is this how I want people to think of me? Is this how I want people to remember me? Is this how I want people to remember me, not just today, but a year from now? And you know, a lot of people, particularly younger people, have been on social media for years. Is this how I want people to think of me a decade from now? I know it's really hard for anybody to think about a decade from now. We're all struggling to just try to get to tomorrow right now with coronavirus. But with all that being said, these posts are going to be there, not just for tomorrow, but for a long time in the future. And too often we forget we posted them, but people will find them eventually. And it may not be how we want to be seen. So it's important to kind of take that moment ahead of time and go, I'm going to hold off. I'm not going to post this right now. Maybe it's something I even tell my students. I said, you know, open up Notepad, open up a whole different application that's not connected to the internet. Type out your frustration there. Type out that mean tweet. Type out that thing you want to say. Get it out of your system and then delete it. And then maybe go to Twitter and post something a little more rational. Post something that's a little more reflective of your intellectual side.
Boy, you have so many great points there. That's really great. Getting that. And we used to talk about, is it a text or a tweet? Should I be texting this? And for any students that are watching this right now, educators, it is great. We want students to vent, just not online, right? And let me ask you this, Andrew, let me dive into this a little bit deeper, because students can't fathom, and no offense, students, but oftentimes we can't fathom 10 years from now, or do I want to be known for that? Of course I do, they're thinking right now. Of course I do, right? With all of, I've talked to about 250,000 students over the last 7 years in my public speaking circuit. But what I want to know from you, the professor of social media, is what do employers want me to have on there? So can you dive in just off the cuff? What do employers want us to have on there? And I'm sensing, and here's the direction I'd love you to go for this. I don't want to catch you too much, but what are their clients? What do the employers, customers, and clients want to see on our social media? Can you fill students in on that?
Well, I mean, that's a lot of different things in one question. So if we're thinking about a student who might be looking for an internship, or they're getting close to graduation, looking for a job, as an employer, you want to make sure you're hiring somebody who, one, has not said anything bad or poorly about a past employer. And that's going to be a pretty big red flag to think this is somebody who might then say something negative about me, my company, if we hire them. So one of the big things is don't burn bridges on social media. You may really not like where you're working. You may really not like your boss. If you want to tell friends about that, you want to call up mom and be like, look, I'm my boss is really mean to me, or my boss is asking me to do too many things, or my boss really could just be a terrible human being. Save that for that. Don't put it to social media, because any future employer, they won't know if your boss was a terrible boss. They won't know if your boss was harassing you in some way. They'll just see that you were talking negatively about your employer, and they don't want that to happen to them. The flip side is then, if you are a customer of that business, you want to see somebody who's positive about where they're working, who's happy to work there. You know, the big thing that we always keep in mind, and it's a phrase that I've mentioned in class and has been said over and over again, people don't do business with business. They do business with people. You go into the same stores, you go into the same businesses because of the people that work there. You know that if I go into the local mom and pop shop, you're going in there not because they have the best prices, not because they have the best selection. You're going in there because of the customer service, because of the mom and pop in the mom and pop store. We even do the same thing at large companies. You know, my cell phone company, I would call up the store to see if one particular employee was there, and I would only go into the store if they were working. We feel this way about multinational companies. We feel this way about the small mom and pops. So if you are somebody who's on social media, we want to see that you like the company, that you're supportive of the company, that you are a brand advocate is what we would call it. And when you see that, you think, okay, well, this is somebody who, you know, is not the CEO. They're not doing this because it helps the bottom line and puts more money in their pocket. They're doing it because it's a good company. And I want to do business with a good company. I want to do business with a company where the employees are grateful to work there, happy to work there. So you shouldn't be fake about it. You shouldn't praise your company if you don't really feel that way. You definitely shouldn't be negative about your company, regardless of how you feel. But if you really are passionate about where you work, you really are grateful for where you work, you're grateful to have a job, it's perfectly acceptable and actually a good thing to be an advocate for that company and for that brand. Again, it should be genuine. You're not doing it to score a couple points with the boss. You're not doing it to hopefully help you in your next job. But when we see people who like where they work, they enjoy the work that they're doing, we as customers tend to kind of want to support those businesses. It's the cold sort of businesses where we have no connection to a human being. It's, you know, when you call customer service, we always hate the press one if you want to talk to somebody, press two to deal with this, press, I want to talk to somebody. I want to do business with a person. And that's another thing for people to keep in mind. It's good to be a brand advocate for your school, for your university. It's good to be a brand advocate for people you support. The other thing that I think people forget sometimes is it's perfectly fine to be supportive of your friends when they do good things. You want to show people, I'm associated with this person. I'm associated with the work that they're doing. I am somebody who is supportive of others. And generally, that also leads to support coming back. Everything in some way is reciprocal. So there's lots of things that you could be doing on social media. There's lots of ways to be active on there and not to be negative. One of the big complaints we hear about social media is that it's negative, it's negative, it's negative. Well, be different. Be support others, engage with others, interact with others. Be somebody who has solutions, not complaints. And you're generally going to find yourself to be a little bit more popular on social media to begin with.
Those are great tips. Excellent. I really appreciate all your time. For those of you watching or listening, keep track at smartsocial.com where we teach students how to brand themselves online. The first thing that you can do is go to Google and audit your kid or your student by searching for their name. See what comes up on page 1 through 5. Search for their username and make sure that you know in incognito and non-incognito. What's going to come up? We have something called the Student Branding Academy coming up in just a couple months, and it builds a website, a portfolio, and changes your students' Google results so they stand out. So the first link that comes up is their .com website, which helps them to stand out from the competition and to be their authentic, positive self online, full of gratitude and positivity. All the things that we teach students, professionals, and parents on how to be light, bright, and polite online so that everything is possible for them, whether that's that college, internship, or career. That's our hidden ambition, is that your kid is moving up and shining online. Andrew, I want to thank you today for joining us. We're so thankful for guests like you.
Thank you very much.
For the rest of you, we'll see you soon. You can go to smartsocial.com to learn more. Please rate, subscribe, and review so that we can reach more parents and educators just like you. As always, keep it light, bright, and polite because your kids are watching. We'll see you guys soon. Have a great day.